check-in on the Serta Counting Sheep.
Hey, Uncle Number One, why aren't we counted anymore?
Long ago, Serta invented the perfect sleeper mattress.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. It says the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper with a Q4 support system has 4-in-1 perfectly interlinked coils that help relieve aches and back pain for perfect sleep night after night.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Serta, we make the world's best mattress.
This Memorial Day, save on Serta Perfect Sleeper X at a retailer near you.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. State of the Union. Yes, big. We'll talk with Dave McCormick, the senator, about that. But in addition to that, we'll talk to Jennifer Say. She's the woman with her own feminist. Remember Levi Strauss during COVID, dropped out of that. Her own apparel, patriotic apparel. Supportive of women, no men in women's sports. And she'll have a lot to say today about these female sports writers. One particularly difficult, Sally Jenkins, used to be the prima donna of the Washington Post sports page, which doesn't exist. They're firing away with the controversy around the women's hockey team. And I have three sources here, and we're looking to try to debunk it, but I think it's fully bunked. Yes, it is fully bunked. That the women's hockey team, who are too busy to go to the State of the Union tonight, all of them apparently, Team Unity, these ingrates, are going to go to Vegas with Flavor Flav, noted rapper. I'm checking through some of his lyrics. I'm sure this is going to be brought into question. Look, Trump shouldn't have made the joke there, but the men's hockey team, when that came through, we're not sure. What are they supposed to do? They're supposed to go to the woke dictionary and start hollering at the president on this. They have praised these women up and down. They were in unity on this. In a moment, we'll play you Mrs. Hughes, who's the mom of two of the star players. And it's called America's Soccer Hockey Mom, because she had talks about the embrace of both these teams in a unified manner. To feel good about playing for America. Yeah, you're hearing me right. The women's hockey team. Now, I wonder how many of those women, or is it more, people have gotten to them and saying, telling them, you have to stand up for women against Trump. And I predict right here and now that Democrats will not applaud very much the men's hockey team tonight. Simply because, you know, if the women's hockey team were there, it might be a little bit more of that. So even in this, think about it, the gold in both, and the men, 46-year drought, the drama of it, the women, the drama of it. And what's the takeaway? Now, the rapper in question, it is Vegas, it's a nice thing, but suddenly their schedule opens up, and he does support women's water polo, as I understand it. Maybe if Ben Simmons invites him fishing, they'll go. All right, so Henry, do we have the hockey mom. Okay. Here's Mrs. Hughes. I think this is the mom of the two of the star players. And she was on CNN when asked about all this and listened to her take on the synergy between the men and the women's team.
of the United States, and he was inviting them to the State of the Union and all that. And then he said a comment that gained attention. He said, "I must tell you, we're going to have to bring the women's team. You know that?" And the room kind of laughs. And he added, "I do believe I probably would be impeached." He was sort of joking through this. But you're cheering on both teams. How did that comment land for you?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's just about the country. And the moment that these players, both the men and women, can bring so much unity to a group and to a country, people that cheered on that don't watch hockey, people that have politics on one side or on the other side. And that's all both the men's team and the women's team care about. If you could see what we see from the inside and the men and women sharing, you know, dorm rooms and halls and flex floors and the camaraderie and the synergy and the way the women cheered on the men and the way the men cheered on the women. Yeah. That's what it's all about. And the other things they cannot control. They care about humanity. They care about unity and they care about the country.
Totally. Don't you love that Ellen's horse?
All right. So that was NBC then. Okay. I think she may have been on CNN too, but she's a pivotal figure here. Now, this woman, Sally Jenkins, the last I remember of her of anything big is when she interviewed Joe Paterno right before the end with Paterno, got the exclusive interview. She's out there now saying, you know, essentially, who's minor league here? It's the NHL. WNBA is bigger, at least in America, than the National Hockey League. You know, look, Henry, I think, is principal sports basketball. I know mine is. So I do watch WNBA. Let's face it. I mean, the cash cow, the one that's given him attention, and they still can't handle it, is Caitlin Collins. Wait a minute. Caitlin Clark. Yeah, Caitlin Collins is in on this, too. Caitlin Clark. So, you know, it's preposterous to say, let's say here in Philadelphia, as much as, you know, you got to break this down, putting on a national hockey game and all, people are not going to be enamored of that unless it's playoffs and it's something big. I don't know what the audience in America for that. But here in Philadelphia, when the Flyers were, the Flyers have some of the most fanatic, it's not as big as the Eagles or anything, fan base when they're decent. And even now people talk about them. And they still draw well. Yeah, the WNBA drew one game here in Philadelphia. That's good. It was over 20,000. I get it, you know, but it was an event. And if Caitlin Clark comes here, yeah, she'll draw. But it's reached this level now. So are these women, people on Twitter saying, well, two things. I'll summarize it. Trump made the joke. Yeah, he shouldn't have said that. Is this the end of the world, though? I mean, they were invited, and then they're slurring the men team. Oh, they were chugging beers and laughing along with it. I didn't hear that. They praised these women up and down the line all over the place. You just heard Mrs. Hughes around this. You can't go to this, but you can go to Vegas with the other guy. That's what this is about. So then don't lie. You know, stand up here. Let's get along. If we're going to have this fight, these women shouldn't be so cowardly through their spokesperson. They ought to say, we're not going to that State of the Union because of Trump. Question I will ask, is that the whole team, ladies? All right, Henry, particularly on the point. Now, we're going to ask Jennifer a second. Can you imagine fighting it out now over the WNBA and hockey? They're not even in the same sporting world. And again, we can go into the minutiae on this. If there's a national first of all, how many WNBA get? They play 25 games or something.
I think
right?
It's around 40 now.
Is it 40 total?
Yeah, they've been expanding the last few years.
Okay. And the hockey thing is 78, or it used to be. So in their town, let's say here in Philadelphia, I still think the Flyers over those 78 games draw better. And Caitlin Clark has put them on the radar screen. There's a couple good feuds and a couple things going on. What do you say?
I'm sorry. I was looking up the PWHL total games. they play 90. So,
90 now.
Rephrase it again.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. What do you say to this argument? You know, they're tagging in the WNBA for a beef with the women's hockey team and the men's hockey team, as crazy as this is. And these female sports writers are saying, well, the WNBA is more popular than hockey in America anyhow. You talk about apples and I don't even know what that's going on.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that statement. Yeah. No. It's hockey, yeah, definitely has a more of a cachet for men,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I feel like women's basketball is for, like, the kind of hard-o, old-school, like, basketball fan where it's like, I don't want to see all this, you know, running and jumping and junking. I want to see, you know, good, solid, you know, fundamental play.
I would give them that. And one of the reasons, though, to a lot of people, I get it with men, we can't do what even the lowest of the Sixers is doing.
Yeah.
But you certainly now at this age, when I was firing away, we think we could take a lot of these women one-on-one. I'm sure of it. Physically, they can't compete on this type of level with a pretty skilled male basketball player, is what I'd
agreed,
say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that detracts. When I see some of the stuff these guys can do, it takes your breath away thinking, oh my, the speed. I mean, I've had courtside seats a few times and seeing Iverson coming at great defensive player with the ball at full speed.
Mm-hmm.
As a defensive player, I'm thinking I got to backpedal beyond the basket to contain this.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that watching a women's game up close. It looks like a pretty good rec league at times.
And the same thing can be said about hockey where, you know, you watch the women's gold medal game and, you know, they're really good hockey players. They're very skilled, but like, they look like they are playing a step slower than the men.
Right. And then the physicality, you get hit into the boards by one of these guys. My God.
I mean, even in the men's game, the Canadian and the American teams look a step faster than, you know, like Slovakia or someone. Like, there's levels to this.
Yeah, exactly. So we'd love to get on board. Are we too harsh on this women's team? And here we go again. If they said, look, we're declining, we're busy, how do they go to Vegas with a rapper now? This is setting up for these people are believing they're winning. They're breaking Trump here with this. And all we're seeing is more and more areas of our lives become a source of contention every day. The little kiddos over in Quakertown are holding their hearing today. I'll give you a report. If you missed yesterday's show, I realize snow and all that. We had Fred Herron on, former sheriff. And usually these guys will not comment. He commented very clearly watching that tape about what was going on with the kiddos from Quakertown, where the math proficiency, according to state records, is only at 35% and reading maybe 45%. And yet they're out there. Well, apropos of this with the police in Washington Square in New York yesterday, I'd say dozens of people just standing there throwing snowballs at cops at point blank range, knowing what is the cop going to do? Now, the commissioner has said they're going to investigate and charge these people. Cops should have arrested some of them. This isn't about can't take a snowball. This is about just a blatant with this creep Mondani and the mentality toward the police. It's embarrassing to have a uniform on and stand there and have a bunch of punks throw snowballs at you. I don't remember quite seeing anything like it. Back in the day, the Philadelphia police might not have dealt with that in the way the New York police did. All right, let me give you the side question today. The other night, the Sixers honored a doctor, Dr. J. He makes house calls. He's 76. You're 76ers. So we are looking today for all-time doctors, real or fictional. I got a fictional. The Fugitive is one of the all-time great.
Dr. Richard Kimball.
Dr. Richard Kimball. The stuff Harrison Ford does. Yeah. And a real one, a hero of mine, Jonas Salk, I don't think gets as much credit as he should. The guy who developed the vaccine for to prevent polio, iron lung. A lot of people, you know, have to go to a museum. I don't know if they still have them. And the guy that really helped to have people step up and get vaccinated, Elvis got vaccinated. And when that happened, suddenly, it went up at like 20% across the country that day of people getting vaccinated. So,
Linda Kearns
Jonas
would love
Salk.
That stat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll bring that up. Linda Kearns on the show today. Linda, Elvis. Let me put Elvis pro-vaccine. Yeah, it went up 20%. I don't know if he was reluctant or not, if he said ouch. Yeah, Elvis probably ouch, Linda. She'll be here at 2:30 today. All right, what's yours?
Yeah, I'll take one real, one fictional off the board here. How about the first doctor to, or I should say neurosurgeon, to remove conjoined twins at the head? That would be none other than Gifted Hands, Dr. Ben Carson.
Every time I think about that, I've interviewed him. Look, really nice guy, Henry. Great American. But I just don't have, it's, to me, God works through this guy. I think it was a 17, 18 hour, what you're talking about. And he just talks about it like, how did you do it?
You know, I just did.
I just did.
And then the other one I'm going to take off real quick is Dr. Hannibal Lecter, probably one of the worst dinner guests you could ever have. Yeah, I don't want you eating my liver with a side of fava beans and a nice Chianti.
I like the Ben Carson, though. That could have been a winner to me. You know, and next time he's on, we got to get more explanation out. It's like a guy, you know, LeBron James picking up a basketball. I can't tell you what I'm doing. I'm just going to do it. All right, Kirk, how about yours?
So I'm going to go real and fictional as well. So the real, I'm going to go with Dr. Drew, the famous therapist. And the other, I'm going to go with, from The Simpsons, Dr. Nick Rivera.
Oh,
hi, everybody.
Yeah. Dr. Drew has been on several times. I don't really know what his specialty is. He's famous for being famous.
Yeah, he's a famous Corolla. Did a show. Loveline. I think it was Loveline or something like that.
He's enmeshed in everybody in Hollywood. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yep.
All right, hit us with that. We'll talk with Senator Dave McCormick a little bit later on. Jennifer Say, Linda Kearns, too. What do you want to hear tonight? I'll tell you what I don't want to hear, and I don't think the president will do it, so I think we're safe on that. But how in the world do we end up that the women's hockey team will not go? Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot. He's coming up here. We'll go to Senator Dave McCormick on Talk Radio 1210.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, big issues, big guests, the Dom Giordano Show, youtube.com/1210WPHT, and you will see and hear one of the principals at tonight's State of the Union, our own Senator Dave McCormick. Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Well, very well. Now, I think you've been to one State of the Union while in office, right?
Yes, sir.
Give us the atmosphere. I have not been to that, but just it seems to be electric. You know, the speeches can be long at times, maybe a bit boring, but everybody there in one room except for the designated survivor is a big deal.
Yeah, well, I don't think it'll be boring. We'll see. it is a special experience. As you said, I've only done it once, but what happens is the Senate gathers in the Senate chamber, and then we together walk down into the House chamber, and we're all seated together. And it's just like you said, you walk in the same way the president walks in. The House is already seated, so you have all your colleagues in the House, you know, high-fiving and saying hello, and then you're seated, and the place is a buzz, and we wait for the president and I guess it's the sergeant of arms comes in and says, the president of the United States. And, you know, there's just a hush over the place. And the president walks in and the place is absolutely electric. And you really see whatever party, this is not unique to the President Trump. You see our democracy really working with all branches of government there. The Supreme Court's seated in the front row. And the president has the opportunity to speak to the nation and give his update on the State of the Union. It's obviously political, but it's also bigger than just any one party. And I'm looking forward to that. My guess is it'll be a long speech, but the president has so much to talk about. I campaigned with him, Dom, as you know, probably 15 times in Pennsylvania in 2024. And he made a bunch of promises, energy dominance, stop the illegal immigrants coming across the border, stop the flow of fentanyl that killed 4,000 Pennsylvanians, unlock opportunity for working families, create jobs, get inflation under control, get real wages up. This is happening. And so he's got a lot to talk about, and I'll be anxious to hear what he has to say.
Well, you do too, though, because you've been on the tip of the spear, and I'm glad to see in Mexico, the president, I believe, or at least some elements there, take out the biggest threat in Mexico. Apparently a romantic tryst in the U.S., as we understand it, helping with intelligence, and the Mexicans getting serious about taking apart a cartel.
Yeah, I'm still perplexed by why some on the Democratic side don't acknowledge what was happening. We were losing 100,000 people a year from fentanyl, and this was driven by the cartels. The ingredients came from China into Mexico. The fentanyl was created in Mexico, came across the border through other places too, and destroying lives. And the president campaigned and I campaigned on securing the border, stopping the flow of fentanyl, and going after these cartels with military capability as needed. That's exactly what's happening. The flow has gone down dramatically. Taking out these Venezuelan gunboats is all part of that. Venezuela is a transshipment center. And we need our allies to step up. And I said yesterday, this is a great example of Mexico doing what they need to do, which is you go after these cartels, you destroy them. They are murdering our children. And there's no way to deal with it other than with force.
Senator Jay McCormick with us. Senator, everybody has a choice of who they bring. It's become quite the thing to the State of the Union. Who are you bringing tonight?
Well, I'm happy to be bringing a gentleman that I became good friends with, Jason Sugai. Jason is a member of the United Steelworkers, was a vice president of the United Steelworkers, and someone I got to know on the campaign trail. And he and a bunch of steelworkers were at La Trobe when President Trump gave a rally, and they said, please, we want to talk to you about this Nippon thing. I had laid out a position where I was skeptical of the Nippon deal. And I said, listen, I'm going to get through this campaign in the next 6 weeks. When I'm done, the first people I have lunch with is going to be you. And sure enough, within a week or two of winning, I went down to the Mon Valley. We had lunch, six or seven of us. And they told me why this was so important to the steel workers, the steel industry, the Mon Valley. And that began a campaign that myself and others did to really make sure President Trump understood the opportunity here. And so this deal with Nippon U.S. Steel is incredible for the Mon Valley. It's saving 10,000 jobs, but more than that, it's creating thousands more jobs. There's going to be a new mill built in the Mon Valley. And most important, this has helped rejuvenate domestic steel capability with this deal. And so he's my guest. We're going to have dinner together, and then he's going to watch from the galley.
The men's hockey team will be in attendance tonight, and it's sad, Senator. I know that you were more of a wrestler, and I'm more basketball, but you know, the wrestling, the roughest sport of all, just to keep weight. Did you wrestle at a heavyweight or, you know,
I wrestled at 167, okay. which is a good weight because you get these big 200-pound guys that come down to your weight. But listen, that hockey, honestly, I remember it like it was yesterday, the 1980 team, when they won the, I'm sure you remember it too. It was electric. I just felt the, you know, the tingling in my spine to watch that. I've watched that movie over and over again. And this was just such a moment. You see these kids, these underdogs, fighting back, resilient, never giving up, I'm forgetting his name, but the guy that got his teeth knocked out.
Hughes.
Picture perfect. I mean, this is, and then for him to say without cynicism, without question, what it meant to be represent America, his pride and love for America, his pride for his teammates. That's the best of us right there. That's the best of us. And I'm anxious to meet those guys tonight.
Anything on the affordability, you know, I heard what you said about energy dominance and all, and I agree with that. President Trump has delivered spectacularly on that. I'm not so sure, though, that that just drives everything. I think the Biden inflation grocery store, things of that nature, was so immense, so overwhelming, that even though it's true we are energy dominant again, this is going to take a while still to break through at the grocery store.
You're so right, Tom. You're so right. I mean, listen, the numbers don't lie. Mm-hmm. The numbers when we were under Biden, we had 22% increase in prices. Wages didn't keep up. 5% average. And what's happened since the president came into office is inflation's half of what it was. It's 2.4%. And wages are at 4%. So income's growing faster for working families than prices. And listen, they're going to get a big boost. When they file their taxes this year, a family that you know, makes $80,000 a year, a family of four, is going to get about $7,000 in their pocket from no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, child care tax credit, child tax credit that they wouldn't have gotten without the Working Families Tax Cut Act. So things are getting better, but they're still feeling pressure from healthcare costs that are out of control, from energy prices that are going up, from housing prices. You know, a kid, when I was a kid, 28 was the average age of owning a home. Today it's 41. I mean, people are feeling it, and it's going to take a while, just as you said. And I think
you know,
the president,
Senator, just to get you to say that, when I say that on the air, 41, I almost can't believe I'm saying it, that that's true, but it is. That's not America, 41.
Not America. That's not the American dream.
No.
You know, what we promised people was that they'd have opportunity. They have to make the most of the opportunity to earn a good living, to be able to raise their kids, to be able to send their kids to college or the appropriate school, to be able to take a vacation and be able to own a home. This is part of the American dream, and it slipped away largely because of the failed policies of Biden and Obama. And we're on a path to getting it back, but we're not there yet.
Will you be sitting with Senator Fetterman tonight? Can you do things like that happen?
You know, I'm not sure exactly where I'm sitting, but I'd be happy to sit with him. He's my he's not only my good colleague, but he's my friend, and he's a good voice for Pennsylvania. We found a lot of ways to work together.
You certainly did. Well, enjoy tonight, Senator. Thanks for the preview today. Take care.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, there is Senator Dave McCormick with a preview of the State of the Union tonight. 855-839-1210. All right, the story, though. State of the Union tonight. Again, I don't know if there's something, new policy or something they're going to put out. Yes, the tax refunds, the tax on tips, the issue on overtime, Social Security, in some way, shape, they're all there. And I'm glad that Senator joined with me because, you know, we bring these guys on, they'll give us a preview, and the first thing they'll say, the gas, that's true. But it has not resulted because of the burden of the Biden inflation, et cetera. So saying that doesn't move the needle here. Now, here's how I see the State of the Union tonight and then what President Trump does in the rallies. The State of the Union tonight is to try to inch back the people who took a chance, put that in quotes, on Trump in 2024. I still think if the election were held today, Trump would still beat handily, probably win every swing state, Kamala Harris. You know, she's going down. We'll play you Gavin Newsom saying we wouldn't have heard of. Well, can we play that, Henry? Yeah. Here's Gavin Newsom. I don't have the cut in front. Gavin Newsom, after his dyslexia reveal. Yes, this is cut 19. Here's what he said about Kamala Harris.
And for those that don't know Willie Brown, you wouldn't know Kamala Harris without Willie Brown.
Notice how he slid that in.
Kamala and I both got elected.
He's trying to pump up Willie Brown, but at the same time, his advisor, that's it. That takes her down. Everybody knows what you're talking about there, Governor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Clever way to do it. His dyslexia, though, his communications guy kind of pushes that aside now. Is he dyslexic or not? That's why he can't read speeches. We got a lot more of Gavin Newsom today. But the State of the Union is for President Trump to bring people back into the fold that may have taken a chance on voting but are a little have cooled off, independents, what have you, various groups, somewhat. The rallies is where Trump has to speak to his base. And again, read the Riot Act that you must get out there and vote just as if I'm on the ballot. That's what you have to do. All right, phone lines, hit us on the side. An all-time doctor of any sort. All right, I'll take off. Dr. Jill Biden. Ooh. We didn't say medical. Julius Irving's not a medical doctor. He is a doctor of dunking. But Dr. Jill Biden. Remember that whole thing on that phony baloney doctorate, the type of stuff thrown together? Oh, God. It is nice to be called a doctor, but insisting on that versus, you know, really smart people and medical doctors. Dr. Jill, you know, I can see them coming up. And tonight, our guests are Dr. Einstein, Dr. Jill Biden. Hey, wait a minute. Our guests tonight are Dr. Jill Biden, Dr. Einstein. Jill Biden's got to come first. Come on. She's the first lady and a doctor.
You know what? I don't think I've ever heard anyone refer to Einstein as Dr. Einstein.
I just did because Einstein's still the cachet of the smartest guy. It's one of the few things
he transcends
that
the doctor title.
Yeah. I don't think he unnecessarily had a doctorate. Can you imagine?
He might not.
They go, I don't know, Einstein. You know, they do the oral exam and a guy says, I don't get you on that. Yeah, well, get out of here. Just give me the piece of paper. 855. Yeah, maybe Einstein did not. I've never seen
him. He had a PhD in physics.
Okay. Never heard him called doctor, though. Yet we've heard Dr. Jill Biden all the time. Is she splitting atoms? Yeah, she's doing that. She's over in Wilmington right now. 855-839-1210. Grab a line. Get in with Dom.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today. Plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Don Giordano show. Give King Josh Shapiro credit. He's added something new. You know how Democrats say, I want every Pennsylvanian to know here in our Commonwealth, we're going to protect your freedom to be who you are, no matter where you come from, what you look like, or what hairstyle you choose. Man, this guy gets such mileage out of the Crown Act. This is the biggest thing, apparently, in his time as governor, the Crown Act. Okay, side question today. All-time doctor in honor of Julius Erving, honored by the Sixers at the age of 76. The Trump administration in federal court arguing that the portal put together by Mikey Sherrill is putting ICE at risk outside the law. We'll see how this case goes. But tonight, it's always interesting. I'm really going to pay attention to this, and we'll get into it tomorrow. Democrats have chosen just the perfect undercover agent to give the rebuttal to the State of the Union tonight. The new governor of Virginia, Abigail. Now, here's someone who campaigned, certainly even more moderate in the campaign approach than Mikey Sherrill. And already she's threatened, well, more than threatened, put into play raising taxes in all kinds of way, redistricting to get rid of every Republican seat there. cracking down even more on firearms, more tyrannical in schools. And she looks, the white outfit she fancies, I hope she wears it tonight with the overcoat and everything, looks like one of those despots from The Hunger Games. She looks like she'd fit in.
Yeah, she's at the Capitol with President
Snow. Yeah, the Mockingjay or whatever all those Hunger Games are. Yeah, she fits right. Somebody got to tell her, that outfit is pretty outlandish. Now, I think she shared a place with Mikey Sherrill when both were in Congress. So both of them are out of the mode of what Democrats are trying to do. Fake moderate, get in there, and do whatever they want. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry. Good to talk to you guys today.
Hey, how's the ankle going?
It's going good, man. Good. I was actually able to dig people out, and I'm moving around now, and I'm feeling good, Dom.
Would you agree? Because I didn't even feel like it was a challenge yesterday. This snow was big and all that, but fluffy and moved. The last snow really put us in shape. I was able to use the big shovel on it. The last one, I had to use the shovel that you really, you know, chop into the ground to move it.
And it moved real easy, yeah. And it was great for snowmen, and it was great for snowball fights, and we did all that, even though I was a target because I couldn't move as fast, Dom. Okay. I felt like them cops up in New York, to be honest with you. No, to what I'm going to go with, I wanted to preface my answer. The Democrats have raised a generation of people to believe the most outlandish things, that America is terrible, and they're going to fix it, but the younger people coming up hearing this and believing it are seeing that the Democrats, their elites, are full of crap. So they're saying, well, we'll do it ourselves. And this came to a head in New York when a Democrat-created monster named Mondami threatened Andrew Cuomo to the point where they asked a Republican to get out so that they could deal with their Frankenstein monster. The Democratic Party is Dr. Frankenstein, Dom. They create these people just for political advantage. They don't care what they do to the country. All they're looking for is political wins. And that's why I always say that they are pure evil. So my answer today is Dr. Frankenstein in tribute to them maniacs in the Democratic Party, Dom.
Thank you, Robert. I love how he wove that. That's a weave. That's more of a weave than Trump even, weaving it back to Dr. Frankenstein. Dr. Frankenstein. All right, 855-839-1210. Any doctor is what we're, real or fictional, that's what we're looking for. All right, this is cut 9. Here's a little preview from Elizabeth Warren, Henry, and I may stop this at a certain point. This will be the talking part tonight. Listen for the word billionaire.
Go to the State of the Union tomorrow night,
by
the way.
I'm going to sit there. I'm going to witness this. I think it's important to do. And I will be there. And I will be there as he tries to put a spin on this economy, a happy face on an economy where he promised for an entire year when he was running for president, he would lower costs on day one. And here we sit on day 400. Cost of groceries is up. Cost of utilities is up. Cost to build a home is up. And the cost of health care is just being pushed through the roof. And what has Donald Trump done? He's put in tariffs that have cost families even more. Look, he can spin it however he wants, but the Trump economy works great for billionaires and is not working for American families. And
that's what we're going to hear tonight. Now, we can say all that we want, and we know the facts about affordability and all that. But look, they got a word. That's something to put everything around. Then just hatred of Trump will turn out your voters. So tonight, President Trump's job, the audience to reach, I think, is the people who maybe were MAGA, maybe Latinos, some African-Americans, some that were independents. And they came around and he swept all the swing states. Now, you know, against Kamala Harris, you get it. But that's for tonight. The rallies, he's got to reach his base and tell them they got to show up and read them the riot act. But that's where I think he has to go tonight. Now, I know Dave McCormick said this is going to be long. Longer's not better. I get it. There's a lot to talk about. Whatever. Don't go off script on this. Stick to the policies and tell the story through the people that you chose to bring there. It's going to be a moment, though, when the men's U.S. hockey team is recognized. I'm predicting a lot of Democrats will not even give a golf clap. They'll just stand there, sit there, and look straight ahead, particularly after the women's team not coming. Mary Gay Scanlon is one of the locals who is not going to deign to show up for the State of the Union. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else local. I think Booker's going to be there. Most of the other, Brian Fitzpatrick will be there. So, again, it could be upwards of about 40 Democrats who will not show up. I'd rather they show up because there's more chance of their annex, which are negative toward it. Stacey Garrity will be there, the treasurer running against Josh Shapiro, and she'll be on the show tomorrow. She can give us an idea of the atmosphere of it. People that have been told me it is electric, though. Everybody in the world is there at once. You know, that's why you have a designated survivor. Oh, God. I mean, there's a story out there today that said some of the designated survivors, they put you in this safe room, apparently, you watch, are Lutnick and that labor woman. I interviewed the labor woman in person. Oh, my God.
Yeah, those two and Kiefer Sutherland, right?
Yeah. Lutnick, I couldn't interview in person. No, I just couldn't take it. Tell me, and Henry, you'd hear me say, tell me more. You can't. Just don't let this guy talk. It's better to be on the floor there. We don't need him as a designated survivor. I don't know when they started doing that. I think it's after the Tom Clancy book and after the film, after the ABC show with Kiefer Sutherland, I think. God. All right, okay. You get in at 855-839-1210. We're going to talk with Jennifer Say later on, 1 o'clock. She's out there trying to combat this cadre of these females in sports, female sports writers, egging on the fact they're glad that the U.S. women's hockey team is going to go to Vegas, but they won't go to the State of the Union. A, do all of them agree with that? Are they under such pressure they have to do that? And again, this is pitting, it's all over the place. Yeah, they'd rather be with a rapper in Vegas than as America's team. Trump, inappropriate with the thing with the kid, you know, trying to make a joke there. Is it the end of the world? Is that really why they decided not to go? Or is that the pretense? And again, if that's why they're going, they think that was misogynistic. Say it. Don't tell us you have other commitments. Don't be liars. Just stand up, ladies, and say, no, you don't want to go for the country to the State of the Union. You think that would be signing off on Trump. This guy's a rapper, Henry. You know, when he got started and all, do you think a certain amount of misogyny or, you know, downgrading of women, B words and hoes and everything else might be in there at some point?
Maybe a few, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Public enemy.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Now, I realize he does support the women's water polo. Like, okay, I get that. You can make, and it is Vegas. All right. Phone lines, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Well, I guess that's what the women's hockey team nicely played, Emory. I guess what they're doing, going to Vegas with Flavor Flav, not with Trump at the State of the Union. Now, this they're kind of fun, this odd service, Josh Barton it's called. I haven't seen the Trump drinking game yet tonight. I got to look that up. They did that for every State of the Union. The total times Trump post on Truth Social today, 17.5 is the over under. How many non-facts will Trump say? According to factcheck.com. Well, the CNN guy blows a gasket, 10.5. How many standing ovations will President Trump receive? The over-under is 64.5. They're going to give standing ovations.
That's the whole thing.
I know, but that's still a lot during that.
That's all I say. You know, America has never been better.
But 64.5, that's still a pretty high number, I think. Let's see. Will Trump mention the goaltender for the Americans? The no is plus 200.
Do you think he can say Connor Hellebuck?
Yeah, that's why I avoided. I called him the goaltender. the Hellebuck. Connor Hellebuck, goaltender.
You see the Y in there, and everyone freaks out. They go, "Yeah, how do you say that?"
Yeah, and it's probably in a giant book phonetically, but still under the gun. What will Trump mention first in opening remarks? Fellow Americans, members of Congress, VP, Speaker of the House, First Lady, Senate Majority Leader. He's not going to say fellow Americans.
He's going to take a stab at the Democrats.
Yeah, he's
guarantee
gonna,
it.
Yeah, he might gonna. Say First Lady is here. I think he says Speaker of the House. That's the standard. Total viewers tonight. Boy, this is a big over and under. 34.5, according to Nielsen ratings. 34.5 million. I take the under.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Let's see.
I'm taking the over on the ovations, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll be watching just to see that. That's still a lot of ovation.
I mean, those Republicans are going to get a leg workout in the amount of time.
What will Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wear during the address? Pantsuit, dress, cape, T-shirt, pajamas, hooded sweatshirts plus 3,000, superhero costume plus 5,000.
Well, Fetterman's going to wear the sweatsuit.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't wear a suit for this, I don't think.
No.
Which one of these will Trump bring up first, ICE or economy? Economy, that's an easy one. Let's see. What will Trump say first? Unemployment, jobs. What will Trump say first? Shut down fake news. What will Trump say first? Bitcoin or crypto? Crypto. They're all into crypto. I don't think they're into Bitcoin as much.
Wonder why.
Yes.
Some ties to somebody, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How many times will Trump say Biden? Over and under 3.5. I'll take the over on that one.
Yeah, I'd say that. I'll take the over, too.
He's old news.
Will Trump say Elon? Yes, plus 250. No, minus 400. He will say it. Will he say Epstein? Yes, plus 300. No, minus 500. I'm going to take the no.
Same here.
I would give you
old news.
If he's not going to mention Bitcoin, he's not going to mention
Bitcoin. Yeah, exactly right. I would say the yes, you ought to get 10,000 for that. Will Trump say Kamala? Yes, plus 200. I'll take a yes. Which cabinet member will receive the most mentions? Marco Rubio, Pete Hegseth, Kristi Noem, Tulsi Gabbard. Marco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. And which one of these will Trump mention the most times? The Chinese dictator, the Iranian dictator, the Russian dictator, or Zelensky? I would go with the Chinese.
I'm going to say Iran. That.
Yeah, because same here. That's been the talk.
Okay. Yeah, I know that's the most. Right, that's now. Why he might back away a little bit on it. All right, those are just a few of the fun things. Of course, it's a wild card. I know he'll talk about no tax on tips. Pause and do that a lot. And he should. He's got to come out of this not saying affordability is solved. Let's move on. It's got to be empathy on that. Maybe talk of some new policy on housing or something like that. There's usually a surprise. We know the main star will be the First Lady and the U.S. men's hockey team. I don't think he'll call the women ingrates or anything else, but my God, anything could happen here. Okay, phone lines get in, 855-839-1210. Coming up, Jennifer Say. She's the executive formerly at Levi Strauss. During COVID, she saw what was going on in San Francisco. Big battle there. She went on her own clothing line, which is very patriotic. We'll give you some of her latest apparel. But she is one of the very best to counter this whole women's hockey team thing. And all these female sports writers saying, well, Trump is misogynist. He joked about them. That's why they won't go to the State of the Union. Well, just say it. Let's talk about that. Is that so serious you wouldn't go there to showcase, again, women's sports? 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For six consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.